Hello and welcome to Pixels in the Animation. This is episode 98. We have got this episode and then two others, folks. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me is TV's Mr. Neil.
Howdy, y'all.
That's it, really?
Yeah, I got nothing.
I was expecting more than that. Like, you know, hey, paisanos, or something.
You hurt my Jessica! There. I'm getting over a cold, so my voice is not the best. I'm surprised that didn't send me into a coughing fit.
It almost did me, so you know, technically Roger Rabbit did have a video game. Technically we could do an episode on that.
No. That's not what I was referencing, but I'll get to that.
Yeah. All right, so episode 98 and 99 have changed over the course of the last 7 years, consistently changed. We've done, like, Mario merch, we did Nintendo Power, we did other things in these last few episodes. We did the Wreck-It Ralph 2 review, we did the April Fool's Day thing, all that kind of stuff. Well, now, I really don't care about Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat merchandise. Really don't care. And Sonic merch is like, it's like Mario merch. They're essentially the same merch. They're not, because they're two different characters, but it's everywhere.
Yeah, there's just a shit ton of it. And it's like, yeah, there's lots of plushies and Happy Meal toys and all sorts of shit. And
even Funko Pops of Sonic.
Oh my god. You could spend days going through all this shit. And what I actually wanted to do initially was just to find the old merchandise catalog that was stapled into like one of the very first episodes of Nintendo Power, because it was just kind of neat going back in time and looking at like all the weird like shelving units and, you know, Mario clocks and calendars and just all sorts of like weird Nintendo merch, because it has the old art, you know, the art that like Mario doesn't quite look like Mario yet. So it's kind of neat to look at, but also just very, very odd.
Yeah. Yep. So what we are going to be doing this episode and next episode is we're going to be doing two countdowns. And we've done a video game countdown here on the Geekcast Radio Network before. Steve Megatron ran our top 50 video game franchises countdown. I think you were on that.
Yeah.
I'd have to look. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were. At least one of the episodes. There were only two. But so we've done a video game countdown before. This is specific our favorites, our favorite video game cartoon episodes from the shows that we've covered over the last 7 years. Really didn't take too long of a time for me to come up with my top five. The bottom five, like moving those around and yada yada yada, that was a little rough, but I don't know.
Mine were very easy.
All right. I'm sure. Because remember, folks, this is our top 10 favorite episodes. This is not the least favorite episodes, so I kind of thought that Neil might have a harder time, considering throughout the last 7 years, all these episodes, all these cartoons suck.
It should be very obvious what I'm going to pick. Trust me, you will notice a theme right away.
Oh, I'm sure. And I will say right now, for my number one, no, for next week, for my number one, I very much cheated for the worst, because there's only one for number one for next week. But anyway, getting right into it, number 10, what is your number 10 favorite episode?
My number 10 would be an Earthworm Jim episode named Sidekicked, which is the one where Jim tries to replace Peter Puppy, because Peter Puppy keeps causing Jim much pain and agony, so he tries to find a replacement sidekick.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, that the plot of that doesn't remind me of this, but just the title of Sidekicked.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Chuck Norris, John.
I knew you were going to say that.
Sidekicks.
Yeah, with that kid with the weird eyebrows.
God. It's Jonathan Landis. That's
yes,
what it is.
That's,
Landis,
yeah.
Brandis.
He was Jonathan, Jonathan Brandis, yeah.
Something like that.
Rest in peace.
Did he die?
Oh yeah. It's very sad. Damn it.
Oh no.
He took his own life. I'm sorry.
Oh no.
Yeah.
From the NeverEnding Story 2 passed away? How did I not know this?
You know him for that.
Yeah. He was Bastion. What? Man, yeah, wow, 2003. He was only 27.
There's a YouTube channel called Fanboy Flicks who reviewed the NeverEnding Story 2. You should watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like telling me I should watch anything from Doug Walker or somebody like that, or Linkara or something. Which I did watch Linkara's History of Power Rangers stuff in the beginning.
It's okay.
Yeah, I know him from. I'm just gonna say that and skip over it because hello, I know the anyway. Yeah, Jonathan Brandis. I knew him from NeverEnding Story 2, and I knew him. He was the kid in Sequest DSV.
That's right, yeah.
Yep, because I loved Sequest DSV. All right, my number 10, again, because it's my podcast and I'm, well, Neil may be editing, but I do all the other kind of stuff and posting and whatever. I'm going to cheat and I'm just going to do a tie because I couldn't decide on my 10 on what my actual number 10 was. So I'm just going to go with both of these, Sad AMs, Hooked on Sonics, and Fed Up with Antoine, only for one reason, because Rob Paulsen is a motherfucking genius. He's not a fuel, he's a genius. His voicing of Antoine was hilarious. I love that character. I don't know why. The episodes themselves are nothing really to write home about. They're both, you know, actually one is really Judge Dreddish. The other is very standard Robotnik kind of fare. But Fed Up with Antoine is that's the one where the biker gang, the cannibalistic biker gang, is going to eat him. It's a little creepy. Number 9 for you, sir.
Number 9 is going to be an Earthworm Jim episode. It's The Exile of Lucy, which is the one where Psycho and Professor Monkey Furhead overthrow, let's see if I can do the voice, Queen Festering Slug for a Butt. And I might be conflating two different episodes, because I know this was technically like a two-parter with something else, but she gets overthrown, and then they kind of explain it that she gets her own spinoff, and you know, that might be a different episode. But anyway, I do know it's the episode where Psycho and Professor Monkey Furhead overthrow Queen Slug for a Butt, and they do a very bad job. See, it's been a while since I've seen these.
Yeah, it's been about a year or so since we did that, I think, or a couple of years now. All right, so you said there's going to be a theme. Are you just naming your top 10 favorite Earthworm Jim episodes?
Well, here's the thing. Earthworm Jim was 5 stars across the board every single episode. I don't think anything got below 5. And it's like the worst Earthworm Jim episode is better than the best episode of anything else. So they're just all going to be Earthworm Jim episodes. I can't help it. It's like it wouldn't. It's like the only one that would sort of come close would be the one Sonic episode where, what was it? Grounder becomes very smart and he almost succeeds.
Grounder the genius.
That was very funny. And if that episode could somehow squeak by an Earthworm Jim episode, it would be in here. But it didn't make it.
So all you have is 10 Earthworm Jim episodes. Come on, I went through all of these episode lists except for Mortal Kombat and that show that shall not be named. You know. My number 9, Mega Man 94, The Beginning. So the 94 Mega Man series, The Beginning. I'm a sucker for starting at the beginning and getting origin stories that haven't been retold over 80 years kind of thing. And the beginning of the Mega Man series was really cool. That episode I thought was great. All of the voice acting in that series is wonderful. Even for the time, the animation was not necessarily top-notch, but it wasn't god-awful. It wasn't X-Men Season 5. So, there is that.
X-Men Season 1.
Hey, watch it. All right, number 8.
For me, this would be an Earthworm Jim episode. It's the Book of Doom. It's the one where there's like an evil what was it? It was like an evil pamphlet or something, and it somehow got printed into like a pop-up book. And it's just like this wacky episode where like Evil the Cat's looking for this thing, and he discovers that Earthworm Jim has it for some reason. He's like, what a remarkable coincidence. And it's just this zany episode. It's really, really funny. The premises of these episodes are just what I find so hilarious. It's just very creative, creative concepts for each episode of Earthworm Jim.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, you mentioned it being zany. Well, the game was zany, so the cartoon had to be zany times a million. And wasn't it Dan? Wasn't it Homer Simpson as
Yeah,
as
it was
Jim?
Dan Castellano. Yeah.
It's okay.
You can't talk tonight.
My number 8 is from Captain N the Game Master. And it's only because of several reasons why this is one of my favorites. Number 1, it continues the story of Lana and her missing father, because he's in the mirror world. And he sends, instead of himself, he sends the one and only Game Boy.
You're really going to love my top 10 worst.
I know. It's probably going to be all my best episodes. But I will say right now, folks, that even though I do have different episodes that are my best, I also was able to put plenty of episodes for my worst, because we went through all this the last 7 years. There are bad episodes of these series. I get it. However, like, I was obsessed with the Game Boy back then. So to see him, as annoying as he is, in the animated series, to see him come to life and be this childlike character, essentially to be the better version of Scott and T-Bob, at least for the 90s.
That's a low bar.
Hey, come on now. Is there... It's either that or Kicker from one of the Transformers series. Anyway, what I loved about Game Boy was that it was a new character. It was even though it was specific product placement for Nintendo, I already knew I wasn't going to be able to do everything that Game Boy did, like, you know, because it's an animated character. Like, you just sit there and you hold the Game Boy and you play the Tetris or the Mario Land or the whatever you ended up playing on Game Boy. But it was cool to see the thing, you know, kind of do what it's supposed, like when he plugs in and things like that and whatever. That was kind of cool. I thought it was good.
You know what would be funny is if
notch.
It would be really funny if like one of those ROM hackers out there or one of those like homebrew artists out there would make like a ROM that puts the Game Boy cartoon face on the Game Boy. So you just put the cartridge in and it's just the face when you turn it on. Somebody out there do that. Do it.
That's just wrong. All right, number 7 for you, another Earthworm Jim episode.
Oh, don't spoil my joke. It's an Earthworm Jim episode, and it's Day of the Fish.
Oh, no.
the episode where Bob the Fish steals Earthworm Jim's power costume, and it's just... This show is so stupid, but it's funny. Yeah.
It is funny.
It's funny to see this fish sticking out of the head hole of the power suit. Yeah.
Yeah. Fish can't wear power suits.
Well, neither can a worm. Like, the worm doesn't make any sense, but, you know, it works anyway. It must work by mental powers or something. It's like, there's no gears or switches or anything inside. It just kind of works for some reason.
Yep. All right. Number 7 for me is from The Adventures of Super Mario Bros. 3. 7 continents for 7 Koopas. You have to admit, even though that's the most common sense plot ever, you have to admit that was kind of ingenious of Koopa to put his 7 kids in charge of each of the continents or try to have them take them over.
Who got Antarctica?
If we had 8 oh God. If I'm remembering right without looking anything up, I think it was Hip and Hop.
Jesus Christ. I rule Antarctica. There's nobody there.
I'm not sure. I would have to look it up. Maybe I'll let you guys know next week.
You're the Emperor Penguin down there. That's what you are.
Number 6.
It's an Earthworm Jim episode. It's Hyper Psychro. Uh-huh. This is the one where Coffee gives Psychro superpowers.
Oh, no.
And the best part of this episode is the intermission in the middle where they're like, now this is not actually what coffee does if you drink a lot of coffee. And then it has Peter Puppy drink a lot of coffee and he's just like, I want to die.
Okay. So it's a coffee fueled episode. The only thing I can think of is when Christopher Warburton's wolf in Hoodwinked gives Twitchy, the squirrel, the coffee, and he goes, coffee, 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 and he zooms down the mountain. That's all I can think of, because I love that scene.
Well, there's also the kid in The Iron Giant where he drinks a ton of coffee, and he's just like jittery, and he's talking at a million miles a second.
Yeah. Well, that's the biggest joke about coffee with cartoons is, I mean, and yes, it does have a lot of caffeine in it and whatever, but I don't know. It's funny when it's done in animation, not necessarily in real life. Of course, you know, you go to Florida and I'm sure there's plenty of, anyway, number 6 for me, we're going back to Mega Man, and Mega X. I loved I obsessed over Mega Man X when it came out on the Super Nintendo. So seeing an animated episode of that world was really, really cool. I would say Mega X is probably one of the better animated episodes of that series.
Probably.
And it was just a fun, interesting story. I always liked those. I'm a mark for, like, obviously the origin, the beginning type stuff, but also, like, alternate dystopian or whatever kind of future episodes to see, or future stories to see what happens or what will happen or what might have happened kind of thing. So there's that.
If you ever just want to, like, dig your ears out of your skull, speaking of Mega Man X in animation, go find the cutscenes from the PlayStation version of Mega Man X4. They are the epitome of bad translation and bad acting. It's like, what am I fighting for?
That's bad. Number 5 for you, sir.
That would be an Earthworm Jim episode. It's the Sword of Righteousness. This is the one where Jim finds a sword in a vending machine sandwich, and it becomes his mentor, and it trains him to be a champion. It's like, oh my God. What were you guys on when you wrote this shit? It's like, I just imagine like these guys in a writing room just like guzzling coffee. And they're like, okay, imagine this. He gets a sword in a vending machine sandwich.
Well, you know what I think they were doing? I think they were watching the Bugs Bunny short, The Singing Sword. It's him and Yosemite Sam and the singing sword and the, like, that's what I think of. Because the vending machine sword sandwich, ugh.
But it's written so that it's, like, the most absurd premise that you could possibly come up with that, like, for some reason that would be in a vending machine.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, that is very true. And that was a cool episode. I do remember watching that and I'm like, oh my God, who comes up with this stuff? Obviously, the people working on Earthworm Jim. My number five, we're going back to Mario 3 again. I don't know, just certain ones of those that show I just love. It was kind of what I view as the finale of the series, even though it really wasn't. It's Super Koopa, because he makes the pendant and steals all the powers and... I mean, it's the first time you get to see Raccoon Koopa and Frog Suit Koopa and all that. And
I don't know if it aired last, but I think it was intended to be the last. Because it was, yeah. I think, was that the also the episode where they were like, oh, Toad, we'll never forget you again. And then it was like literally the last episode he was ever in.
Yep.
That I remember being hilarious because I'm like, well, now there's not going to be anywhere Toad. They're literally going to leave him behind. Like, let's go to Dinosaur Land and just forget him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pick up two Absolutely. New toads.
Yeah.
Yoshi and Ratgu. We're arguably worse.
For those wondering what the hell Ratgu is, if you haven't listened to this show in the last 7 years, that's Ooptar.
Yeah. It's literally his name backwards.
Oh, Ratgu. Oh, boy. Your number four, sir, is?
An Earthworm Jim episode. It's the Anti-Fish. Jim and Bob join forces to save the great worm spirit from being consumed by its arch nemesis, the Anti-Fish. It's just, again, the drugs that just must have been involved in making this show. The team up dynamic of having two arch rivals join together and just annoy the shit out of each other is just like rife for comedy gold and just sniping at each other and annoying each other, and it's a writer's dream.
Absolutely. My number four is from the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. As I've already said in this episode, I am a mark for origins, and Plumbers Academy gave us the origin of the Super Mario Brothers for that show. And as we all know, there's three Marios between them. Mario, Mario, and Luigi Mario.
Oh, that is not canon. That last name.
It is.
No, it's not.
I thought this was really cool. Plus, the other thing about this is the only time in the entire Mario franchise for animation back then, the only time we see Wario before his debut in whichever, was it Wario Land or something? Or
yeah.
What did he debut in? I forget what he debuted
It was
in.
Super Mario Land 2, 6 golden
two.
Coins.
That's,
yeah.
Yep.
He was the bad was. Guy.
Yep. That's right. I remember that now. Yeah, I just, again, love this episode. I love seeing, you know, that there's a Plumbers Academy. Like, I get there are trade schools, and I get that, you know, learning skills and things like that. But Academy, to me, is like firefighters and police officers and military things, not plumbers. But, hey, it works.
Would there have been a plumber who did silly sound effects with his voice?
Probably.
And one played by Bobcat Goldthwait.
There you go. number
I've,
three
I've watched
for
the
you
shit out
is,
of that. It's an Earthworm Jim episode. It's called The Great Secret of the Universe, where they find the great secret of the universe in a snow globe, and it's this. They summon this monster, and this monster became a running gag with me and my friends throughout the late 90s. He's like, oh my God, who voiced it? Was it Ben Stein? He's like, okay, funny story. Now, looking at me, you might think that I look like a Throcktar or a Galgamort the Destroyer, but actually my name is Rosebud because my parents were hippies.
Oh, no.
It's just, like, everybody knows a guy like this. He's like, okay, funny story. And it's just that they gave this giant demon-looking guy, this really feral-looking beast, this just kind of laid-back voice, and he talks like that. It was just hilarious.
Yeah, it probably was Ben Stein, because it reminds me of the time that he was in Animaniacs talking to Wacko. That one time where he just would never shut up. And it was Ben Stein for a 20-minute cartoon or something or other. Yeah. Number three for me is The Legend of Zelda, Doppelganger. Probably Ganon's best plan at the beginning. You know, having a double of Zelda, even though Link kind of figures it out fairly quickly because her kiss is so cold. And obviously she's wearing a different color of the same outfit. Like, how do you not know? But yeah, love that episode.
That's the one where she had kind of that black version yep. of the... It made it kind of look like a leather version of the costume, and it's very sexy.
Oh, yes.
And I was just like, that is the sexiest Zelda of all time. I would love to have that Zelda forever. But exactly. But unfortunately, we don't get that. Instead, we get... didn't one of the more recent games have like an opposite... World Zelda. It was like, she's the princess of Lowrule, and she's kind of like this weird dark version of Zelda. It's very strange. I don't know. I haven't played any of the DS games, so yeah. I don't remember.
I haven't played any Zelda. The last Zelda game I played was about 6 months ago, and it was the original Link to the Past on the Super Nintendo Classic, so no clue on the current state of Zelda games. I know Breath of the Wild was a hit, but. Oh. All right, number two for you, sir, is?
It's an Earthworm Jim episode. I actually screwed up because I have an alternate here, but I had Day of the Fish here twice for some reason. Jeez. Day of the Fish would actually be my number two. So swapping that to number two, we're going to have to count this one as, what was it, number seven, which yeah. would be Assault and Battery, which is the episode where... Earthworm Jim, the batteries in his suit are starting to run low, so he has to go recharge them, and he finds out that his suit was made by these gods, and they're like wacky characters, and you know, obviously not number two material. Day of the Fish is much funnier, but you know, just in your mind, imagine those two swapped.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We'll go back in time.
Yeah, diddly-doo.
Yep. Party on, Wayne. Party on, Darth.
Garth.
Well, yeah, but imagine Darth Vader and Batman talking to each other. What? Two for me. Actually, my top two are from Captain N. Can you guess which ones they are? I don't think you can.
Probably not. It's the first
number
episode.
Two is, of course, Kevin and Video Land. Again, this was a show. Okay, yeah, I know you're sighing. I get it. But in 1991, I was 11 years old. I didn't have an NES. I had a Sega Master System for some odd reason. And thank God there was never, I don't think there was ever an Alex the Kid cartoon. If there is, we're never covering it. Thank God. But, you know, we all wanted to be Kevin Keen. We all wanted to be that kid that got sucked into our video games. And we were, because we got, when you're playing video games back then, there was no other, for, at least for me, like, I was full, like, I didn't hear anything. My mom called me for dinner. I'm like, huh, what? I'm busy over here. You know, kind of a thing. So seeing a kid get pulled into the video game was just absolutely hilarious. And as annoying as Simon is, seeing him and seeing Kid Icarus, or Pit, apparently is his real name, I guess. I don't know. Mega Man, even though that is the worst version of Mega Man.
Chain-smoking Mega Man.
I freely admit that the Captain and the Game Master version of Mega Man is single-handedly the worst version of Mega Man in animation.
With his voice box.
Yep. I just dug the episode, and it is very much top spot worthy.
I had mega throat cancer.
God. All right, we're up to the number one spot. And what is your number one Earthworm Jim episode?
It's the Egg Beater. This is the episode where Earthworm Jim loses his neighbor's Egg Beater. So he and his neighbor go on this trip across the galaxy to replace the Egg Beater, which is already ridiculous. He doesn't just go to the store. He has to go across the galaxy and go through all these wacky adventures. And, you know, bad things keep happening to the neighbor, and they go through all this trouble, and it turns out the Egg Beater was just in his pocket the whole time.
Oh. That is the worst kind of 22-minute running joke. Like, that's the worst. Like, that's like flying your Chardonnay or rain on your wedding day irony kind of stuff. Like, please, somebody, cue Alanis Morissette. Oh, boy. Yeah, the way you said it's the Egg Beater episode made me think of Batman Beyond's The Egg Baby episode. It is what it is. Number one for me, again, it's our show, but, you know, whatever. I cheat, because I cheat often. I'm kind of like the King Koopa of this podcast. It's a tie, which one half of it actually wins out a little bit more, but it's a tie between Captain and the Game Master, The Quest for the Potion of Power, and The Trouble with Tetris. Quest for Potion of Power obviously wins out between the two. However, The Trouble with Tetris was just hilarious, and Gary Chalk as Mayor Squaresley was the best. Seeing Link... Yeah, I know. Seeing Link and Zelda come back and be in the quote-unquote video game cartoon for Captain N, that was awesome.
It was kind of neat that they brought those two back and told a version of the story from Zelda 2, which is by default automatically better than actually playing the game. Sorry, that game. Okay, it's a competently made game, but it punches you in the face like before you're even a quarter of the way through the game. That whole Death Mountain section is just total horseshit. So if you're going to experience the game, I guess you could watch the Captain N episode, or actually you could go to a YouTube channel called Guy Jillionaire, and he just read the Zelda 2 manga, which is kind of interesting. Plug, plug.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the top 10 faves, folks. Sadly anticlimactic on your end. What the hell?
These were all very good episodes.
No, they were. And I would like to think on my list I picked not just my favorites, but what I felt were the best of each of the series that I picked. Like, I'm not gonna pick, just for stupid shits and giggles, I have honorable mentions for King's Koopa Koopa from Mario World and Cootie Pie Rocks only because of the stupid Milli Vanilli crap But they're not best episode. They're not best episode material. I know that. Hello. I get it. The only other best one I can think of for an honorable mention would maybe be the one, the Castlevania one, where they do the Dracula thing and Kevin does the pause over the bridge and that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, I tried my best to find what I felt were the best episodes out of those series.
I just couldn't imagine putting anything on the same level as like an Earthworm Jim episode. I felt like it'd be such communist bullshit to be like, well, I'm going to change my standards for these other shows just to make sure they're represented. I'm like, no, no, this is all going to be Earthworm Jim because Earthworm Jim was awesome and nothing else was. Like maybe a couple episodes of Sonic, maybe one or two episodes of Mortal Kombat, but nothing else.
Really? One or two episodes of Mortal Kombat? Really?
It wasn't terrible. Well, actually, it was terrible, but it was, of all the sort of action-y cartoons, it was the best. It was better than Street Fighter. Definitely better than Darkstalkers. Darkstalkers, yeah. Oh my god, that cartoon. Guess what's got to be very high on my worst list?
Yeah, absolutely.
I could have just done a worse list that was just all Darkstalkers, but I've got a way of mitigating that. I'm not gonna have an all Darkstalkers worst list.
Thank God for that. Because honestly, I don't even remember half of that series, so I couldn't even put it on a worst list. Even if I had done what I did to get my best and my worst, or my least favorite or whatever, I could not have told, like, when I went through and looked through all these episodes on Wikipedia, most of them had synopsises with them, synopsi, whatever. And I'm like, oh, I remember that episode now. I can either put that on my best or my worst or just not put it on at all. And, yeah, Darkstalkers, I don't remember a fucking thing.
It's very forgettable. You know what? I should make a graphic for this episode where it's like the Darkstalkers TV show version of Morrigan and like the Japanese anime version of Morrigan and just put them side by side and say, this, the good one is your brain, the bad one is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Yeah.
It's like one's sexy, one is sexy, one is not.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, so that's the best episode, or that's the favorite episode, favorite countdown episode. And I stick by this. All 10 of these are, in my case, probably... Well, I just watched Hooked on Sonics and Fed Up with Antoine, so I won't watch those again anytime soon. But the rest of my episodes on here, I can all go back. I can go back and watch them all and enjoy them. I'm easily duped, I guess. But come on, Quest for the Potion of Power was really fucking good.
It was okay.
It was all right.
It's there.
It's there. Yep. All right. Anything you got going on that you want to pimp out, sir?
On ravinghipster.com, I will be very shortly releasing the second video game episode, The Gaming Hipster, which is about going to be about Sierra Adventure Games. And I'll probably be covering a topic we were supposed to cover on this episode, which would be the comics of video games. So, like, you know, the Valiant stuff, the Nintendo Power comics like Howard and Nestor and the Super Mario World comic and the awesome Zelda comic that was in there and a few others. There was a Battletoads comic that was okay.
Was it better than the cartoon episode?
Yes, actually yes.
Okay, then it's good. All right. We got a bunch of things going on over at geekcastradio.com. Go check out the website there. I think that's going to do it for us, folks. Join us next time and help us find the pixels in the animation because we're almost out of it. Or something. I don't know.
What the heck? Hey, a big knife! Yeah! again!
I am the Sword of Righteousness! For centuries have I awaited a champion mighty enough to learn my secrets! You are that champion, Earthworm! Jim!
Gosh! How did you know my name, Mr. Big Knife?
Sword! I'm an enchanted sword!
Look, it says right on my handle, enchanted. Come on!
With my power, you shall become the greatest hero of all! Time!
Well, okay. But this better not turn out like the time I found a magic staple in my coleslaw.
It wasn't magic, Jim. The waiter just said that to shut you up.
And now, to the training place!
Where are we?
We are deep in the bowels of the jungle of justice.
Bowels? Ew.
And now, let the training begin.
Well, I finished doing the dishes, regrouting the bathtub, and cleaning out the stables of the 12 incontinent bulls. Tell me, oh wise Sword of Righteousness, were these menial tasks meant to teach me humility?
No, they just needed to be done. I wasn't going to do it. Anyway.
Now the time has come for you to master the powers of the sword.
Groovy! Let's rock!
Whoa, talk about deforestation.
Your stupid mind, stupid. I meant magic powers, not just hacking and slashing. Now sit down and listen up.
Oh, sorry. Teach me of your magic, oh sharp-edged one.
First, you shall learn the voice of dread, which can strike fear into the hearts of evildoers. I shall demonstrate. Fear me, oh tree. Now you shall learn the Eye of Truth, with which you can force anyone to admit their darkest secrets merely by staring at them.
Aha! Oh, Peter!
Yes, Jim?
When I was young, I went the burrow!
Thanks for sharing.
You stink at this magic power stuff, you know. Now, you shall learn the portal of time. I can slash holes through the fabric of time, taking you to any period in history.
Double plus, Groovy!
Okay,
Peter, stare at the penny and watch Lincoln's face change.
Score and 7 years ago. And that's a big goodbye to my credibility.
You are going to put Lincoln's beard back. And then, no more time travel for you, young worm.
Wow, Jim, you look like a complete Goomba.
Thought so.
You mock me! Do not mock me! This is the only proper costume for a true hero!
You're a true Goomba.
Your training is now complete!
Groovy! I'm ready to do some hero stuff! All we need is a hideous menace to fight!
I'm Worm Jim! I shall destroy you and whatnot!
Whoa, handy!
That's no way to start a climactic battle between the forces of good and evil!
Wrong! This is not how a hero fights! Now, give him back his orb and follow my instructions!
Whatever you say, boss.